Ela wona isikhathi sakhuluma lana emsakazweni nakho ngokuthi ke uzoba khona ke uMrs.
Mkhwanazi
oqhinga phaya eclinic ozosibena nje kancane athi ukusclarifyela mayelana nendaba yokuhlela umndeni. Umndeni uhlela kanjani? Iziphi izinto ezibalulekile ekufanele sizenze? Mrs. Mkhwanazi, sikubingelele sikwamukela emsakazweni eMuthi Radio.
Sanibona, ngiyanibingelela eMuthi Radio listeners.
Siyabonga kakhulu mama for joining us namhlanje. Besikhuluma nge teenage pregnancy. So nje, please tell us more about the importance of family planning and condomizing in order to prevent a pregnancy and an unplanned pregnancy in a teenage pregnancy.
Generally, pregnancy is a natural process, but it has to happen when you have planned for it. So, for instance, for a population in Jagama students, we believe they might have to choose to delay the pregnancy. We're not saying they must never ever get children, but to prioritize education, because why are we saying that? Pregnancy yenza a lot of changes in one's body, in ama psychological effects.
True.
Yeah. Sometimes your friends disown you because you're now pregnant, so feel out because when abaga people pregnant abana zingane. Or else the other thing, ama students awana imali because. Yeah. Like you might realize that a lot of time gets spent during the beginning of the semester or the beginning of the year. Ama students esazama imali ukuregister or ukuregister without the registration fee. So somebody who doesn't have imali registration, ingane is going to bring more financial
problems,
needs.
Yeah.
So that is why we advocate for we delay in pregnancy, where we advocate for use of contraceptives. Unfortunately, I do not like the term yokuhlelumdeni because I do not believe young girls as early as 18 sebehlelumdeni. They are hlelinga, kufanele babahleli education yabo ukuthi ngizokwenza le diploma or a degree, after that ngenze honors, after that ngenze masters, I get employed, I buy that dream car or ngilungisele ekhaya umndeni because some families are not well off. So the students jobe la abazali bawo emakhaya badepende kuwona ukuthi azobalekelela ukuqhubeka nempilo. So pregnancy inama cost, inama physical cost because your body changes, ube nama stress marks amaningi, mhlawumbe ube nanemqalo omnyama ngenxa ye pregnancy, kube khona ukudla ongakuthandi, kube khona ukudla okuthandayo. So uma uyistudent une budget limited,
afford
kanjani? Then bese bakhona lama economical cost because you need to buy new clothes. Azizokulingana nempahla kuyigqoka. Or if you continue wearing your normal clothes, you look like a fool because
sezincane.
And then your tummy will pop up. Then njoba ngeke ngasho bekhona ama psychological cost where you get mhlawumbe family yakho is very strict. And then bese kuba khona ama challenges between a relationship yakho ne family yakho ngenxa yokuthi usu
pregnant.
Some of them might even afford to look after your baby. But I think it's not fair for students to give my parents an added burden of looking after ingane zabo because they've looked after them until bala university. And the opportunity to figure university, I think it's something that students need to celebrate. There are many students in the universities, but there are many students out there that have not had the opportunity of coming to the university.
Yeah.
So it's important whilst you have this opportunity, mhlambe we are funded by the NSFAS, make sure that you use that opportunity wisely.
Yeah.
And then you can live your life after that to send a paper. We know that there are unemployed graduates, but at least be an unemployed graduate than a university dropout because of a pregnancy. Because of after a pregnancy, they don't get the opportunity of coming back to university.
True.
Because my parents are tired, so go students don't even have mothers to look after their babies. So it becomes
a challenge.
Kube no chaos and billion which you don't need. So as a clinic, in different types of contraceptives. Ama contraceptives are right, yama females, with childbearing age, that is about some 15 to 35 year old, those are women classified as women of childbearing age. So it's your right. That is why government, they were provided for free to everyone that needs them. And also, in a choice, you go to 70% because imzimba yabantu ayi fine. Some people, that is why, we've got different injectables, imjovo.
Yeah.
One imjovo for 3 months, which is very convenient because zochovaka for
1 year.
and then you're done. You don't have to waste time waiting in the clinic with queue, uzo habule mhlawumbe TB, uhabule no COVID ongabadingi because you are there.
Mhlawumbe ngiphazamisa ngane meza semkhize ukubuza nje kafushane ngabe sikhona isiqiniseko sokuthi ngempela uma usebenzisa umjovo lo amathuba okuthi angakhulela umfundi amancane kakhulu noma ayehla ngabe ikhona isikhona isiqiniseko sokuthi mancane amathuba okuthi angakhulelwa
noma
early age esebenzisa wona noma guaranteed ukuthi uma esebenzisa wona la ama contraceptive angeke asithole esekhulelwa engahlelile.
Umjovo is very reliable. I success rate yawo provided uzozojova ngesikhathi okuthiwa jova ngaso. Makuthiwa uzojova ngomhla 22 June, present yourself ngomhla 22 June uzojova. You can get an injection in Nomiglipi clinic, so you don't have to be constrained with 22 June shaye kuyi university break angisakwazanga. Clinic eseduze kwasekhali na umjovo. So that's the method that is most reliable. Mhlambe ikona ngiqale ngayo ukuthi if ujova noma ujova nga 2 months and you follow ama instructions ukuthi uzozojova ngosuku oluthile and you adhere to those dates, it really eliminates the possibility of being pregnant. And bese kuba khona ama oral contraceptives. Ama oral contraceptives awekho very reliable as compared to injection.
Well, ngibuza nje kafushane ngibuza nje kafushane ukuthi kungabe mhlasimbe akulimazini umzimba wengane esuke isakhula nomuntu esakhula ukuthi aqale ahlele asebenze wona ama contraceptives uma esefuna ukuhlela umndeni ekhuleni kwakhe mhlasimbe ngabe akukulimazi ini lokho ukuthi uqale ngokuthi asebenzise wona ama contraceptives lawo now manje sefuna ingane ayise akusenzeki ngabe ikhona nomthelela onjengalayo.
Not really. Your pregnancy might be delayed, especially mhlambe madusenza umjovo for a very long time, like I'm saying, if I say very long time, like for 10 years. It might delay you from falling pregnant if you want to fall pregnant. But ama injectables, ama contraceptives is such, ama hormones lawa ama females vele wa produce. So it's unlike ukuthi unikeza ama artificial substances. It's the hormones that you get, it's just that they swing around the hormones so that you do not fall pregnant.
Mhlawumbe ngiphazamise kancane mama. Usahleli nathi kwi mid morning rush noLondiwe Kunene no King Africa. Isikhathi njengamanje it's 9:30 and we heading to the headlines with uNombuso wakaDlomo.